We're going to go back. There's something here that Rebbe mentions in the Sicha of this week, actually the past week. Matas Masi, a vort like an Avos Yisrael, which is an astounding vort. The Sicha Bechlal is astounding. Okay, that vort is one of the vort which are very astounding in that Sicha. So just, we're going to focus on that vort, but to get into that vault, we're going to go back to what we were speaking about in the previous weeks. Now this, the Mendel heard this probably tens of times already. So the way it works, works like this. The Rebbe explains to us that Gula is not something new, okay? Okay, despite what is being said all over, we're doing what the Rebbe explained to us all the years. Gula is not something new. Now what do we mean to say by that, the Gula is not something new? The Nukuda is, the Chiddush of the Gula was, number one, right away when Hashem created the world, or when Hashem gave the Torah, whenever it was, in different stages through history, that was, the Abish Rebbe gave us a whole Chiddush of the Gula. That is one thing. But the second thing is, which is more important to us, is that we today, which this is a whole cover of the way the Rebbe presents the whole idea of the Gula today, the Rebbe tells us that the Gula was actually, we can see, if we look in our life today, we can actually see the Gula effect. Now, what does that mean, we see the Gula effect? So this is what the Mendel we've done many times already. The way it works, Nuta, I'm not sure if you've heard of this, you heard it yet, but the way it works is like this. The Rebbe says let's take the most simplest example. It's something which the Gemara actually says. That the fact that Yidden have gone through all these challenges, before we go into that, let's go and make an introduction. How do we envision the Gula? We envision the Gula like this. Everything now is happening up Yitzhak. The Olam is running up Yitzhak. Now, we're waiting for the Gula to happen. What's going to happen by the Gula? All of a sudden, let's take the way the Rebbe describes the Gula. All of a sudden, 770 and all the Bata Knesses are all going to be in one split second, they're going to find themselves in the Yerushalayim. And all chiasimation of all the Klal Yisrael is all going to be there. Not only the tzaddikim. Once upon a time, the Rebbe used to say tzaddikim, but when it comes in Toshin Nun Aleph, the Rebbe started saying the whole Klal Yisrael is going to be there. So everyone's going to be there. This is all going to happen in one split second. So how do we understand this usually? We understand this to happen. It's amazingness. So now we're living in an Hoga of Teva. We're living our daily Hoga, you know, we go to work. We have aggravation, you know, that's all part of Teva, right? And we're waiting for Mashiach to come. That's what's going to scholars of Mashiach. It's going to be a mess. So this is not the way the Rebbe presents it. The Rebbe tells it different. This is not the way. If according to this understanding, yes, Mashiach is something new, which is totally new. It's beyond all imagination. Of course it's new. No, the way the Rebbe explains this to us very differently. The Rebbe tells like this. The Rebbe says to us, you should look at our current Teva situation, for example, the fact that we are Gidden, we are still alive today. So, we're alive today, so let's take the history of Golus. We have Golus, okay, we had many, many challenges. Here and there, there was some great Nissen. There's a story here, there's a story there. But our main existence is what? Is Alpi Teva, right? We're in Golos. What's the right? Our main existence is Alpi Teva. It's a Mefurish Shaposik. It says in the Posik Atilim, which is quoted, that Rebbe always quotes, I said, saying a lady, you know, in Zman HaGolos, we don't have Nisim. So what is our main existence today in Zman HaGolos? Is Alpi Teva. Nevertheless, looking at the Alpi Teva of Golos, the fact that we've gone through all the years of Golos, with all these challenges, and so many times they wanted to wipe us out. Nevertheless, we're still existing. The fact that we are still around here, shows that the Teva, this is the point, the Teva of the Golos, remember, we're not talking about Ness, we're talking about Teva, the Teva of the Golos, the natural existence, the way we recognize ourselves, we assume ourselves to be around, naturally, because we are around, yeah? That natural existence of ours makes no sense. Okay, that is one thing. Another dogma would be with the fact that we keep Torah mitzvahs. With all the challenges that we have had, so when the way it's, you can see from some sichas, the way it can be understood that when coming from Russia, going over to the boat to America, we should have, once we lost this ghetto environment, where once upon a time we were We had it was a Yiddish environment. We moved over to the free world and we dispersed across the world. We should have all dropped Torah mitzvahs. The fact that we're keeping still with Torah mitzvahs is not because of a nisim happening. That's not what's keeping us with Torah mitzvahs. There's a natural reason, but whatever it is, because, well, the natural reason we could say it's because the Babi Chereba is standing us over us, whatever. But there's an actual reason that we are still with Torah mitzvahs. Or, take the next example where the Rebbe says, the fact we still believe in Mashiach. That we, when we crossed from the boat from Russia to America, we should have dropped out. We said, this is the whole idea of Kolo Kolo Kitzin. Actually,
you haven't been in Russia. You haven't been in Russia. We'd be in Russia if I forget about Mashiach back in then.
Impossible. So anyways, once Kolo Kolo Kitzin means that any hope for Mashiach still to any calculation, Mashiach may, there's still a chance Mashiach come, is expired. There's no more way. There's no reason to say that within a certain frame time, Mashiach will come. No, it doesn't make sense anymore. If he was going to come, he should have been here already. That's the idea of Kolo Kolo Kitzin. Kolo Kolo Kitzin means that there is no logical reason to assume that Mashiach should be coming. So the fact that we are still believing in Mashiach, that goes on to show on the same thing that the Teva today, that we all, you know, we're not without any great Chiddush, we're assuming Mashiach to come, we're engaging this idea. So the Teva of the world works Lamayda Me'a Teva. So now, once we have this idea, this is the way they look at all the Sichas of the Rebbe in Tovshin Lanar, the way the Rebbe discusses Gula, he always talks about very simple things, the way the Teva of the world's working. The Teva of the world shows you that it's being conducted by the Eibishter. So therefore, it makes full sense that if all of a sudden we will all find ourselves in Yerushalayim, that would be very natural because we already see how the nature of the world works not according to the bolus of nature. The nature of the world works according to the Ratzon of Hashem. And therefore, it makes natural sense that we should all find ourselves any moment in Yerushalayim. This is the way it works. They're saying the Teva itself is not limited to the Teva. We see the Teva is running according to the Ratzon of Hashem. And therefore, the fact that we should be any moment in Yerushalayim is something which will sit very well with us logically, make full sense. Hashem wants it to be that way, so it will happen. The thing is, what the Rebbe is saying is, everyone would just look at themselves, look at the current life, look at the current existence, come to realize that their very existence today, their life today, it really doesn't make sense. Because their life today should have been very different. The world, the way the world works, the world should have exploded a long time ago. I mean, once upon a time, the way the world works, just another example, the way the world works today, that any person who wants to cause trouble can blow up half the world, right? So really, there's no reason logically to say the world should still be existing. We should have blown ourselves up a long time ago. So the way the world, if you just look and realize the whole Teva is actually being run by the Eibishter, the world, the Teva that we recognize it, that Teva is being run by the Eibishter. If you just recognize it, we shouldn't be surprised by the fact that we'll find ourselves in Yerushalayim. This is the basic Mahalach of the Rebbe, and this is what we've been discussing in the past few weeks. Now what we want to discuss tonight is like this. Once, let's say, we learn this, the Rebbe is telling us, you know, the Teva, really, the way the Teva, which we assume to be Teva, is actually being run by the Eibishter. This is something we can recognize today. Okay, I've learned about it. I know about it. I know the Rebbe is saying it. How did that affect my life? Yet it has some effect, I'm sure. Have I transformed myself? Have I put myself in a good situation? L'chaid or not? So, what will happen, let's say everyone comes to realize that, will that really change our situation? Will that really change our situation? I mean, will that really... So one second. Just before we go there. What the Rebbe is saying now, based on this thinking, when the Rebbe says Mashiach can come any moment, what it really means is, it means that there's no reason that people should come to realize that the Teva of the world really works according to the Ratzon of the Eibishter. When all Yidden will realize that, that will right away bring effect the Gula. Once we gave the comparison, just like B'Matan Teira, why was the Gila Atzmus B'Matan Teira? Reb Nutzi, I don't think you were here. How did Gila Atzmus, did it come into effect? Gila Atzmus was the fact that all Yidden were Makabal the Teira. All Yidden were Makabal the Teira, this accepted everything Hashem said. That was a Gilui Atzmus. So, in our days, when we all come, when all Yidden would realize that we, the Teva of the world is really running according to the Rotzon of Hashem, that would be, that awareness of all Yidden would have been Megala, the Atzmus of the Eibishter should be Megala himself, and we should all find ourselves in Yerushalayim. It changes just a switch in our understanding. We should all change, come to realize the fact that we're existing today really is dependent on Rotzon Hashem. Once upon a time it wasn't so clear, now it should be very clear. Just we're not giving it attention. The moment we all just wake up to reality and realize that this is that all our the our kiyum is really dependent on Rotzon Hashem, when all you didn't realize that, you will have the same effect as Matan Torah. What you'll have, we'll all find ourselves in Yerushalayim. Yeah? Now the question is what we want to discuss today. If I myself recognize, I've learned this about the Rebbe. The Rebbe said the Teva of the world is fun, goes according to the Rotzon of Hashem. How much has it affected my life? It has affected slightly. What happens if we all recognize? All of them will recognize. All of them will come to know the Rebbe's message. All of them. Will that affect? When I know about it, it hasn't affected my life completely. It's had affected my life minimally. Why, when all of them will come to recognize the message of the Rebbe, why should it affect the whole world in which we all find ourselves in Yerushalayim? How does that go? This is the point we want to try to bring out today. Why, if we say that we come to realize the Teva of the world really works according to the Rotzon Hashem, why, if all Yidden recognize it, why should it make such a basic change that we should all find ourselves in Yerushalayim? L'cheli, when I recognize it, when I learn this from the Rebbe, in the Rebbe's Sichas, it has some effect on me. It doesn't change me completely. I don't change into a good person, no. I'm trying to work on it, but it's not happening. You know? So why, if all Yidden, we say all Yidden will come to recognize the Rebbe's message, then right away you have this Galus Segula. So the Nekuda is like this. Here, this is the Nekuda. That there is something called a fact of, we've been speaking about this, there's something called a fact of reality, right? What does it take to determine something as a fact of reality? And the point what it takes is, it takes for all of us to agree with it, that gives it the value, that gives it the value of a fact of reality. Let me just explain what we mean by here. The Chassidus tells us, are you with me, Nuti? Chassidus tells us that the Hergish, the Mitzius of Nivra, the Yesh, Mitzius of Matzmuse, you know what that is, yeah? Yesh, the Hergish, yes, we feel, where they're coming from, that's Atzmus. How comes we feel that we are self-sufficient, self-independent? How can we have such a feeling? That is coming from the Abisham. It's just this Hergis that we have, these Yeshes, that we are independent existences, comes from the Abisham, from the Atmos of Hus. I want to ask you, this Hergis that I'm a Yesh, does it make sense to me? If someone tells me, if I have the Gili of Eren Sof right here, or the Gili of Ak, the Gili of Atzilus, that would be beyond my understanding. Any Gili of Eren Sof, okay, would be beyond my understanding. It's a Gili of Eren Sof, Bleak Vol. Here we're talking about that this Hergish, my Hergish feeling of Hergish Ayesh is coming from Atzmus. That this Hergish Ayesh makes full sense to me. It makes full sense to me. Why? It's a fact of reality. As long as something is coming from somewhere else, I may understand it, I may not understand it. If it's something high, it's going to come from Atzilus, I may not, it's going to be beyond my understanding. This Hergish Ayesh of Atzmus, which comes from Atzmus, this is a fact of reality. We were born by it. So we have no problem to identify with it, to understand it. It doesn't require understanding. We assume it. Anything, once something is assumed, has been established, the fact of reality, you align with it and you understand it automatically. You don't have to question it. You understand it automatically. The fact that we have this Hergish Ayesh, we accept automatically. Fine, it's not a problem. The same thing will happen when all of us find ourselves in Yerushalayim. In one split second. Now, just listen to this again. How are we going to find ourselves all in this time in one split second? How is it going to happen? So we went through this many times. We come to realize, this is what we said before, that the Teva of the world is being running by the Eibishter. When we have this awareness, that will affect to the Eibishter of Megala himself, and we will all find ourselves in Yerushalayim. At that moment, it's going to be a fact of reality that we're all there in Yerushalayim. At that moment, we won't question it. It's going to be a fact of reality. We'll accept it. This is the way it is, right? We just like we accept that our existence, our hergish yesh as a metzias, it's not above teva, even though it's coming from atzmus. No, it's part of teva. The same thing, the moment we all come to Rishalayim and the whole world has, stretch of world has now changed. Here, everyone, all the, of all those from past generations, and all Yidden now, everything, all the Batei Knesset are now in Rishalayim, we're going to accept as a fact of reality, and that is because, and that's a fact of reality, therefore we'll align with it then. Now, the same thing will happen. When all Yidden identify with the fact that the Teva, the way we know it, actually is the Ma'ilman Teva, right? When everyone identifies with that, that comes a fact of reality. What it means to say like this. Today, when I learn this Sikh of the Rebbe, I learn the Sikh of the Rebbe, and I learn, and I come to understand, the Rebbe is telling us, you should know the Teva, as we know it, really is working, the Ma'ilman Teva is working according to the Ratzon Hashem. According to the Ratzon of Hashem. When I learn it as a single individual, it's, for me, it's okay. The Rebbe is telling me, I know it's true. For me to affect myself with this belief is going to take a lot of Aveda, right? But I've tried it. It's not easy, right? That to come to realize that Teva is a minor Teva. When everyone is going to come to realize that, when everyone said the same thing one morning, everyone is going to get up. You realize, really, my existence, the fact we're still around, the fact that Am Yisrael is around, the fact we're coming to Mitzvah, the fact we believe in Mashiach, the fact the world hasn't exploded already, is all because of the Abish conducting the world. The moment everyone wakes up to that realization, if everyone comes, they have this common consensus that this is the way it is, we won't have to work on ourselves to inspire ourselves with this belief. Once everyone says it, we will accept as a fact of reality, and it's gonna be part of us. The problem we have now is, who is saying it? The Rebbe is saying it. We are still living in our godless mentality, assuming we've always been here al pi teva. Okay, and so we're still here al pi teva. And the Rebbe is telling us, you should expect something to mine al pi teva. So we're living in our godless mentality that we're al pi teva and we're waiting for something new l'mayla mi teva. The Rebbe is telling us, no, the revelation of the gula and everything of l'mayla mi teva has already been introduced into the teva. It's ready there. So the Rebbe is, you have the Rebbe's voice, the voice of Melech HaMashiach. We have our voice of everyone. We sort of don't get it. So therefore, for me to infect myself with this, to inspire myself with this, what the Rebbe is saying is a big avodah. The moment it comes to common consensus, it's a fact that reality is not going to be avodah. You're not going to have to work on it. What is the dogma of this? What is the dogma? So this is a vort of this week's sicha. More or less, we'll finish with this. There's a vort in this week's sicha. Now, what do you have in this week's sicha? It says like this. You know, Chassidus discusses, there's many, three madrigas in Ava, b'chol b'vavchuk, b'chol nafshuk, b'chol medecha. B'chol medecha is bligvul. So Chassidus explains, how can you have bligvul? Bligvul, we're mugvul. How can you have Ava bligvul? So what does the Chassidus answer? It means your medecha, your bligvul. And compared to you and your regular veda, your regular capabilities, that is bligvul. It's not real bligvul. It's in your standards, it's bligvul. Could be someone else that wouldn't be considered bligvul. It's in your standards considered bligvul. This is how Chassidus explains b'chol medecha. Here in the Rebbe's Mamorim, the Rebbe says, Rebbe has this vort, I don't remember exactly where it is, but yes, it's in several places. No, the Rebbe says, bligvul amiti. You can come to bligvul amiti. Now the Rebbe has it about bligvul, the Rebbe has it about other things. The bligvul, you can have actually. So what the Rebbe is doing is going from the bligvul shulcha, which is something which you can sort of align with, understand what it means, right? It means I'm going beyond my boundaries. Okay, we understand that. B'chol medecha, beyond my boundaries. Here the Rebbe is saying, no, it's bligvul, we come b'chol medecha, you come bligvul amiti. So you have the same vort here. One second. Let's not understand everything. Just let's go here to this. You're having this sikha here of this week. Here the Rebbe is saying the same thing. What the Rebbe is saying here, the Rebbe says here that he's talking about Aaron HaKohen, and he says like this. Oh, here the Rebbe is talking this week's sikha, Matzis Masik, is mainly about Av Yisrael. And the Rebbe is telling us we should have Avos Yisrael, this is a moedikah thing what the Rebbe is saying, which is that Avos Yisrael on a gula level, they have Avos Yisrael, forget about the gula, the gula is not there in your way. Just live, move forward to gula and have having Avos Yisrael without limits, without akbolas, you know, on a gula level. So here the Rebbe is saying, and this is what he, oh, the Rebbe brings here a quote, having mitalmidav shel Aaron HaKoyen, this is pretty obvious of this last week, having mitalmidav shel Aaron HaKoyen, so the Rebbe says, why did he say have him a Talmidov? You should be one of his Talmidim. He should have said that you should be a Talmid of Aaron. What? You have to be one of the Talmidim. What's it going to do with everyone else? You come a Talmid. Why are you involving everyone else in this? So the Rebbe says, no. You have to come a Talmid of Aaron as part of a group. Why? That you going to have Avos Yisrael like Aaron. Avos Yisrael without limit. And your friend is also going to be involved in this Avos Yisrael, trying to have this Avos Yisrael like Aaron. And your friend and the other guy here and this. And you're going to be, once what happens is when everyone starts following this directive of having this Avos Yisrael of Aaron, there's going to be competition. I mean, everyone wants to outdo the other one. Oh. Now, this is the Rebbe's word. Once you're going to have the competition, Kinnas Seif from Tabra Chochma, that is going to get not only to the Bligvol of Meidecha, your Bligvol. Then you're going to come to the Bligvol Amiti. Why did that work? That when we have competition, why are we going to come to the Bligvol Amiti? Well, that's very simple. As long as I'm trying to get a connector to Eberstein, I'm davening, I'm being explained about the Lakus, I want to be Ma'ir the Ava of Bligvol to Hashem. So Chassidus tells me the most I can do is have the Bligvol, I can go beyond my boundaries. I can't get Bligvol Amiti. The moment we're talking about reality of life, everyone's disengaging to adopt this Avos Yisrael of Adam, to go beyond their boundaries. It's a reality going everywhere. That moment you actually go Bligvol Amiti. When it comes a reality, there is no boundaries. It's a fact. It's a reality. Everyone's doing it. So you go to it without limits at all. So this is the Nakuda. When it's a fact of reality, when everyone has identified with the Rebbe's message, you're not going to have to work yourself on it. Like you don't have to work on yourself to realize that this is a table or that I have to go out of that door to go out of the base of Medrash. No, it's obvious. When everyone has assumed the Rebbe's message to be what it is, it comes a fact we're all going to identify fully, yes, the Teva we're living in is Mefeirish al Pi Rotzon of the Eibishter, and therefore that we should be in one moment in Yerushalayim makes full sense. So the Kud is, when thinking about the Rebbe's message, how to introduce the Rebbe's message into ourselves, it's not so much focusing on oneself and inspiring oneself, but actually carrying out the message, you get other people to realize the message. Now, if you want to carry out the message, you want to get other people, you're going to have to sort of live up to it in yourself, so you have to work in yourself also. But the point is, it's more the kamas than the echas. Because when it comes, we're talking about fact, when it comes to fact of reality, we're talking about, of course, the message being miskali in this physical world. And when it's miskali in this physical world, it comes a metzias, amiti, absolute reality, and you don't have to work on yourself for it. Okay, this is basically it. Okay, say that. Okay, I hope it works. Okay, whatever. Okay, say the shkoyach. Thank you to you. Okay.